help you today?
Well, first of all, I appreciate you guys taking my call, because my wife nor I have anybody unbiased in our situation that we get to speak with. But I was wanting to know what advice you guys could give me on my situation. My wife of 4 years left our home about 2 months ago. She ignored all my attempts when I was trying to reach out to her for about 3 weeks. And then I, of course, have made my stance completely clear that I want a reconciliation. And I've been pretty clear on that up until about 3 days ago. She's never showed any interest in reconciliation until I basically did cut off contact with her 3 days ago, mainly because I was just getting hurt by everything that she was saying. And, you know, it was all negativity. But she did send a message saying that, you know, she would be willing to do marriage counseling, but she had no intentions of ever returning to the home, and that we could be married but live separately. And basically, from where she's living and the fact that we don't have any unbiased people in our life. And I know her, like, the basis behind our breakup, per se, is mostly based on false perceptions. Like, number one, she thinks I've been having an affair on her, and I haven't been having an affair. So, like, a lot of our problems are just, I wouldn't say imaginary problems, but there's no basis to them. And when I try to discuss those things with her, just to find out, you know, why she has that false perception, she's been unwilling to do any discussion. And like I said, this message that I got from her 2 days ago was the first time of anything reconciliating wise. And that was just simply, you know, I would be willing to do it, but I have absolutely no intention of coming back to the home. And, you know, and the other thing there is she's wanting me to provide her transportation to get to and from those counseling sessions. And I guess my question is more of like a boundary issue. Like, there's the boundary of we actually split up in December, and when we reconciled then, we had the boundary that, you know, if there was a problem, she wouldn't leave the home without, you know, us having some kind of discussion. And then she left anyway, and now there's the boundary of this. I'll do marriage counseling only if this is the case.
I didn't. I kind of missed what the question is. I was trying to listen very carefully to what you're saying. What specific question do you have? Because I think I missed that somehow.
I guess it's more based on boundaries. If there's a boundary in place, like, obviously I don't want to lose my wife and my family in this situation, but like, there's boundaries in place, but she's going against those boundaries.
She's not following through with her. And I don't know if I would call those boundaries, though.
I don't think I would either. It sounds, tell me if I'm wrong. Okay. It's Kevin, right? Is that right? I've done them correct. Is it Kevin?
Yes.
Okay, Kevin. Kevin, help me understand here, because I just may not be getting it. It doesn't sound like those are boundaries. It sounds like those were stipulations. Mm. What I mean is that you stipulated that this should happen, stipulated that that should happen, and she did not live up to your stipulations, and you're upset about that. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, but they were joint. Like, these are boundaries that her and I in December had put in place mutually, that, you know, this was how it was going to be. And now, you know, we've thrown those boundaries out.
Okay. At least she has. And so you say that she left you because she feels that you're cheating on her?
There's about five reasons, and four out of the five are not true.
Okay.
One of them, the biggest one, is the false perception of an affair.
Okay.
That is the biggest.
Among the five, is any of those where she says she feels like you're controlling her?
Absolutely.
Okay.
One of them is a control issue.
Okay. And so if she feels you're controlling her, do you think that's valid, that she could feel that?
Personally, no. I mean, simply because of what how she's perceiving things as from a control situation, I don't see them from that same perspective.
So you don't feel that you're controlling in any shape, fashion, or form at all?
I wouldn't say any way, shape, fashion at all. I mean, there okay. is some, but not in the basis that she feels.
Okay. So if I hear what you're saying that you're discounting mm-hmm. what she feels.
Not completely.
But I've heard you say several times now that it's her misperception. She doesn't understand. She's seeing it wrong. And that's basically how you're viewing most of these five things, right?
Correct.
Okay. Can you see that she may, and I don't know her, so I'm not speaking for her. I'm just asking questions. Can you see how that, with that kind of language, she might be thinking, you don't understand what I feel. You don't listen to me when I tell you what I feel. Do you think she might feel devalued when it comes to, rather than you saying, okay, I'm trying to understand how you feel, instead you're telling her you shouldn't feel that way because you're not understanding things correctly. Can you see how the possibility would exist? And again, I don't know her. I'm asking a question. Can you see how the possibility would exist that she feels that you don't understand her?
Based on the way you and I are talking right now, I would see that. But when I'm speaking with her, I'm actually speaking differently. And actually, I'm the one that's always, not always, but I'm expressing to her that, you know, this is how I feel, whether that's how you're trying to make me feel or if that's the truth. Basically, what you're saying about me is how I normally talk with her, as far as, you know, she discounts my feelings. But when I'm speaking with her, it's a little bit different than when I'm speaking with you. It's, you know, just like the affair, all I ask is, you know, obviously she has this perception, mm-hmm. and I would just like to know why she has this perception, and then that's the end of the conversation. Like she refuses to talk after that.
Okay. So basically, that when she tells you these things, you tell her that she's wrong.
I guess in a way, yes.
Okay. Well, yeah, obviously you can do whatever you think is the best thing to do. I mean, it's your life. I don't live it. But my guess is, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, but my guess is if I were talking to her instead of you and we're asking her questions, I'm thinking what I would hear back from her is the reason that I left, even though I agreed that I would not do it, is because I felt like I was kind of coerced. I felt like that Kevin's such a strong personality and he's got great way with words that I wind up agreeing with things. But it's not because I really agree. It's because I finally just give up. Has she ever said any of those kinds of words or any of that kind of language at all to you about you?
You're good.
don't get her tickled. When she laughs, it tears my earphones up here. If that's what she's feeling, my friend.
Yeah, no,
okay, you love this woman.
It is.
Okay, you love this woman,
do,
right?
With all my heart.
Okay, then my strongest suggestion to you is listen to what she feels. Even if you think it's wrong, even if you think it's a total misperception, if you really want to reopen dialogue with her, really have communication with her, it's going to happen that she feels that you truly are hearing what she feels. Even if you think it's wrong, that you're truly hearing what she feels. And that's going to be the way to start this thing open, where that if you're ever going to communicate truly again, it's going to have to start there. My guess is you're a really good guy. My guess is you're also a guy that gets things done and makes things happen. But when we're interacting with a spouse, it's just a different thing. And if particularly women, but it's also true of men, but particularly women, if they don't feel understood and they can't defend themselves because you're really good with words. And so they try to defend themselves and then you ask questions and they get confused. They just give up. They just stop. And then what they do is they start pulling further and further away. So if you want her to come back, if you want to put this together, a skill you're going to have to learn, my guess is you're smart enough to do it, but it's going to be a different way than you normally do it, is to really, really tune into her. And rather than telling her in whatever way you do it, that's not what she feels, is doing the very best you can to understand what she feels, even if you think it's wrong, to understand it, and to let her know that you understand it. If you can do that, you can start turning this thing around, my friend. I know you're smart enough because you're a very bright man. I'm listening to you. You're very smart. But it's going to have to be that kind of approach. If anything's going to work, that's what's going to work. Would you agree, Kimberly?
I would agree.